This is Shane Adams, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Everyone's a candle. Light them up.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Again, I'm sitting down with Daniel Fazina. And just really appreciate him taking time with us today. You know, Daniel, you were talking about basically about how you changed and things like that as far as just, you know, basically it sounds like you got more on fire for God. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, definitely. And, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, with that getting on fire, have you seen the Lord at work even more now?
I think I have, yeah. Okay. A lot of people call me and ask for prayer, especially like cancer patients and other people who have problems because they know that I've had a couple of miracle healings and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to pray for a lot more cancer patients. Definitely, I've been out in the street ministering with a friend. Let's say my friend Bob Koo, who's a healing minister. We've actually prayed for people in the streets and seen them healed in front of us, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, while I'm not a healing minister myself, I've seen it and I definitely love that. And I love being around that and love seeing God work. It's taken my faith to another level.
Okay. That is phenomenal. If there was one thing you could share with our listeners, you do live in Long Island. Cause I hear sirens. That's so cool.
I'm originally from Long Island. I'm actually residing in Connecticut now, but it is the Northeast. Yeah.
You're still in the Northeast, which is really exciting over there.
Yeah, it is.
It's good
Never
stuff.
A dull moment.
That's right. So, you know, Daniel, with these books, if there was one story in there you really would like to share it, and they're all good, okay? I love the Kamal Saleem stuff, but
yes.
is there anyone in there that, you know, might pique the interest of our listeners to maybe get them to go and check it out?
Well, yeah, sure. We talked a little bit about healings, but again, there are all different types of miracles in here.
Yes.
I want to give you one by my good friend, Charlie Pitts.
Okay.
Charlie is a friend of mine from Long Island, and he was a recon soldier in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah, and when he was a kid, like 9 years old, his aunt prophesied over him, said, "You're going to be a man of God, you're going to do great things for God," and this and that. And he was just a kid. He's like, "I don't know what, you know, this is all about."
Yeah.
He didn't want to do anything with religion. He was raised Catholic. But anyway, he got drafted into the Marines in like the late 60s, and he met one of the guys he met over there was also a born-again Christian who also prophesied over him and said, "You know, God is going to use you," and this and that. He's like, yeah, whatever. So what happened was he experienced a really dramatic miracle that got him to really think about his friend's words and his aunt's words. And what happened was he was a recon guy, and they were going out to scout out an area behind enemy lines, and they were flying in a C-130 airplane.
Okay.
He was leading a six-man team, and their job was to parachute down into the enemy lines and scout it out for enemy troop strength and whatnot. So he's the leader of the mission. So his five soldiers jump out before him. He's the last one out. He jumps out, and he pulls the parachute ripcord, and it doesn't deploy. He pulls the reserve chute. That one doesn't deploy. And he's struck with sheer panic, thinking he's going to die.
Yeah.
And through a miraculous circumstance, he lands on the top of the open parachute of the soldier below him, bounces off that one, hits the next one, bounces off all five of the open chutes in sequence, lands in a tree, the branches break his fall, he slides down to the base of the tree, walks away unharmed.
That story is so incredible.
You can't plan that. You know, he said it was like God's cushion for him, and he really started thinking about God. And he had a couple of other close calls, but he made it out, and today he is a full-time pastor on Long Island, New York.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
When you interviewed him, I mean, was he still like in the reality of it, what happened? I mean, or is he just in awe?
He definitely knows it was God. And, you know, he's he's been healed of the traumas of Vietnam. God did a great work in him, and he ministers to a lot of veterans as well.
Okay.
But he's just, you know, he's on fire for God, and, you know, he's serving him. And like I said, he's now a full-time pastor, and he's been so for many years on Long Island.
Yeah, that is just incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
that story is in Divine Intervention Volume 2, one of 33 stories in there.
Okay, so that's in Volume 2. Is there one in Volume 1 you'd like to share with us?
Sure, yeah. I have a friend named Fred Clem, who I met at a Bible study back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And he had a slight speech impediment, and he had this massive scar on his chest. I was like, what? You know, what is that? What's that all about? And he proceeded to tell me what happened to him. When he was in his early 20s, he was jet skiing near Smith Point Beach on Long Island, New York. It's going really fast, and he jumped a sandbar, or he jumped the wake from a passing fishing boat, and he hit a sandbar going like 40 miles an hour.
Cool.
He had massive head trauma. He was knocked out unconscious in the water for something like 15 minutes before they helicoptered him out.
Wow.
He ended up in the hospital on life support, and they didn't think he would live through the night. He did survive, and he was in a coma, and the doctors didn't think he would ever wake up, and if he did, he'd be a vegetable. He went on in this coma state for month after month, and he said what happened was he had a vision while he was in the coma. He saw Jesus Christ at the Last Supper with his apostles, and Jesus got up and walked over to him. Now, keep in mind, Fred was an agnostic, didn't really believe in God, didn't think about God. Jesus walked over to him, touched him on the hand, and when he touched him, my friend woke up from the coma after 6 months. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He actually had to stay in the hospital for like 6 months to a year, learn how to walk again, how to speak again, go to occupational therapy. But he eventually made a full recovery and gave his life to the Lord. He's now born again and serving God. He fully recovered. He takes no medications. He has a job and a car. None of this the doctors thought would be possible for him.
My goodness.
Yeah. So that's in Divine Intervention Volume 1.
Wow, that sounds like, well, they're both good, I'm sure, but man, that's amazing.
I truly am
shocked. It's like people just don't think about that stuff anymore, how important it is. Again, friend, we're sitting down with Daniel Fazina. He is with Divine Intervention. You can find out information at divineinterventionradio.com, divineinterventionradio.com. He is the author of two books, Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, Volume 1, and Volume 2. And Daniel, it is such a pleasure having you on the show so far.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. Oh, I try to make it just, you know, fun. So, so you know, as we're, you know, wrapping up here a little bit, if there were a couple things you could share with our listeners that you really would want to, you know, either A, just encourage them with, B, challenge them with, or maybe God's showing you something recently here, what would those things be?
Yeah, sure. To anyone who's listening, I really want to encourage people just to know that God loves them, that God is real, that he's there for them, that Jesus loves them so much, you know, and he's already died for their sins. All they have to do is accept the free gift of what he's done for them. And, you know, Jason, when I was growing up, I had a lot of agnostic and atheist friends they would challenge me constantly about my faith, and I had to keep sharp, and they kept me sharp. You know, I was able to argue with apologetics and all the logical reasons why Christianity is true and this and that.
Right.
But after I had these two miracle experiences, I had something more powerful, and that was a testimony. And I could share with them, look, this is the reason why I believe. This is what God did for me. And I find that more effective in witnessing to people. And I just want to, you know, that's really the reason why I put these stories together in Divine Intervention and why I do my radio show and interview people who share their testimonies. Just to encourage, encourage the world, encourage skeptics and believers to know that God is still intervening in people's lives and still doing miracles. But the point is not the miracle itself. It's to point people to the God of miracles, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what I would like to encourage people with.
You know, I do have a question with that then, because, sure. You know, there's a lot of people who would say, you know, no, knowledge, because I used to be like that. We got to get people knowledge and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying knowledge is bad, so people out there listening, I'm not saying that at all. We definitely need to know things. But why the testimony? Why is that so powerful, do you think?
Well, the book of Revelation says that the saints overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Jesus shed his blood for us, and what we can do is share our own story. I mean, everyone who's a disciple of Jesus has a reason why. I mean, we don't do it for our health, let's say. There's a reason why you believe. So in that, you know, God calls us to be able to give an answer for everyone who asks us for the hope that's in us. So why do you have hope in Jesus? You know, you have your personal story, and that is a powerful thing. People love stories. They love hearing inspirational stories. And if we can use our own testimony to draw people or to help point them to Jesus, I think that would be, you know, a wonderful thing. That's really what I've devoted my life to doing.
That's very encouraging. And, you know, friend, again, I want you to know, if you want any more information about what Daniel's doing out there for the kingdom and just get involved with what he's doing, you know, with the radio, whether it's the book, whatever it is, again, go to divineinterventionradio.com. That's divineinterventionradio.com, and that's for the two books and for the radio show as well. And, you know, as we're getting out of here, Daniel, with the radio show, you know, what when people go there, what should they expect? I mean, what kind of show is it?
Oh, you can hear people tell their own miracle testimonies firsthand and do a lot better job than I can. So, you know, I've done over 130 episodes right now. It's a one-hour weekly show, and we feature intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. So whether it's miraculous healings or deliverances, conversion experiences, all these types of things where God has intervened in people's lives, I think if you go there, you're going to find something for yourself. There's going to be something for everybody there. You know, I've had people healed of AIDS and brain tumors and people converting from other religions when they have revelations or visions of Jesus Christ. I mean, we talked about Kamal Saleem earlier, who was a former PLO terrorist who got saved by seeing like a theophany, like just almost like the, you know, Saul on the road to Damascus. He had one of those experiences. So God meets everyone where they need to be. And like I said, I think there's something for everyone there.
Yeah, that's encouraging. I mean, those stories you have, they're not just healings. They're not just, you know, miracles that we might think of, even visions and dreams and things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think that's pretty cool. So, Thank you. All right. Well, I really appreciate you again being here. And, Daniel, I'm going to let you tell people where they can find out stuff about you again.
Okay. You can go to divineinterventionradio.com, divineinterventionradio, all one word. .com, and there you can hear all the podcasts of the Divine Intervention Radio Show, and you can get autographed copies of my books, Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, Volumes 1 and 2.
Awesome. Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.